Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Kyle Pitts, and I've been at it with you guys on the socials, and because I'm a Kyle Pitts guy. I've watched him all through college, and I have not liked what I've seen. I didn't like what I saw last week. But he walked out there today, last night, and he was a man on a mission.
Yeah.
A man on fire. If he let me, and from the get-go.
He was a little upset with the whispers out there.
Well, it wasn't whispering for me. I was loud and clear.
I think that we had every right to be. And I mentioned this to Goforth last night, and I know you'll continue, but I had to say this. I mentioned this to Goforth last night. The alternative storyline about Kyle Pitts last night, think about if this happens. If there's a big drop, or if Kirk is not coming to him early in this game, and let's just say the Falcons and everything starts slipping away, right? There is a good chance that at some point yesterday, because of the mounting frustration in Kyle Pitts' corner, that he just becomes so frustrated that he kind of clocks out, right? Becomes less involved, that you don't see the grit and the attitude and the effort moving forward. And yet, you get an explosive from him early. The defense, the way they were playing him, allowed him to kind of utilize his skill set, some of the underneath stuff, some of the zone, and he gets rolling, and all of a sudden, it just feels like you plugged Kyle Pitts right back into the outlet,
yeah,
and he came back to life all of a sudden.
He's like a Tesla. It went too many miles and couldn't find an outlet station. Finally, you told him.
I don't know why you went with Tesla. I was like, man, he just needed a little gas. Oh, well, just needed to fire it up.
You said he plugged him in, and I mean, yeah, you don't plug in a gas. All right, you know that first route he ran last night? You know why it looked so great and you had a little bit? Because he ran it aggressively and he ran it crisp, all right? And it was a sharp route. He did a good job of finding the zone, the holes in their zone last night with what they were doing. Because they're bringing five guys a lot.
Yeah.
And that's where their defense is. He also, though, he was physical in his run and pass blocking. And he was chipping at times. He played his most complete game. I am so proud of the effort we saw last night. We get that week in and week out with the anticipation that Kirk has, and Kyle's going to get a lot of yards. There was a throw last night where the defender never turns his head, and Ray-Ray is on the sideline there, and Kirk just loops it over the defender's head, and Ray-Ray turns around backwards and like, oh,
it's timing.
Blank.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Where
I'm going to catch it.
Kind of backs out of bounds.
Yeah,
no,
that's a great play.
And that was honestly my – well, what's different in the passing game? You know, what's the biggest takeaway? First of all, I think the way they were choosing to attack, kind of going with zone coverage at times, they're obviously you're always going to blitz a lot in a Todd Bowles defense, and they got home a couple of times, all right? But it was like a volume passing day, obviously, from Kirk. And I can't say enough about the freaking timing. The timing, man. Like, so many times that Kirk, in stride, gets to his hitch, makes his read, delivers the ball, and it's before that guy even comes out of their break. And Drake London, Kyle Pitts, all these guys are turning around and catching this ball, and they're able to, because of that separation, make a move, gather up a little yak, and create explosive plays.
I think it's a lot of it is an understanding of what they're doing on defense And then the to me, the other half is the trust, and your guys know what they're doing, and they're running the right. They're making their breaks at the right time. The timing was impeccable last night.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.